can't believe this is happening.
Ethan, I know how you feel. Finding out that Teresa was the one who ruined everything. The woman you thought you could trust. The woman you loved. The woman you were going to marry. Well, we were all fooled by that little... I'm just glad I got here in time to keep you from making the biggest mistake of your life. Damn her for doing this. Damn her!
Welcome to Passions for Life, where your hosts, Natalie Z, Travis Schultz, and Benjamin Hayes III, pull back the curtain on your favorite show you always denied watching, Passions. Lady Gaga's a fan, you guys.
Oh, that's...
Well, not of our show, wait, but of Passions.
What?
That's... How did you know that?
It's a rumor that I started.
Oh.
No, I saw something.
Well,
I feel
you
like
know,
you guys
her
saw
performance
it.
At the inauguration was Passions-esque.
Oh,
it was.
So good.
It was very good.
It was really
it was
on,
something.
On the Passions yeah. scale. It made it onto the scale.
A lot of vibrato.
A lot of vibrato. A lot of bird.
Yeah.
Big bird.
Lady Gaga bird. Happy 2021.
It is. It's a new year, man. new world.
It's a quiet world.
Same world.
Yeah, I know. But it does feel quieter and somehow like just normal-ish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, or it's the calm before the storm. I mean, you could go either way with it.
Yeah.
So things have happened
yes.
in the world. Things have happened in life. Things have happened. That's pretty much it. And does anyone want to address changes or just...
The changes?
Well, we... Yeah, I think
no,
it's...
No, just in not, oh, yeah. Just in...
In the
how,
United States?
I guess, how was your break, Travis Schultz?
Oh, my break was...
Because it's been 2 months, you see.
Yeah, my break was good.
Ben?
I thought he was going to say something else.
I missed you guys. Mm-hmm. Not Natalie. Missed you, Ben.
Thank you.
But,
thank you.
And I needed the break and I didn't realize it until it happened that yeah. I needed the break. I kind of wanted to keep going, but I was just getting passions fatigue.
Which is a thing.
Sure. Yeah.
That
yeah.
I'm sure even and the I think, biggest fans get.
I think we were all getting a little fatigue. From the show.
Yeah.
Which is why I got new ideas.
New ideas.
New ideas. New perspective. Yeah. New,
Ben, what about you?
Break was good. I finished this giant book.
Yes, you did. That's right.
And I didn't need to do anything else because it was a long time coming.
How many pages?
It was 900 pages.
No.
Yeah.
That's not real.
And
there's
the
no books that, are, that aren't dictionaries that are 900 pages.
This one was. Yeah.
What did you do with 900 pages of a book?
Well, it's an epic.
Better, I mean, sure as fuck.
I mean,
better.
There are other books that are longer, actually. Yeah. But this one was a literary book, so it was very difficult to read.
Difficult. So it was 900 pages and difficult.
And like, yes,
sounds. You're really selling it.
I'm not trying to sell it. I'm just trying to brag that I got through it.
Okay.
Who was the writer?
It was Bolaño, Roberto Bolaño.
Was it in Spanish?
It was not.
Okay.
If it had been in Spanish, I wouldn't have done it. It would have been too. That Spanish would have been too much for me.
That would have. Giving you a headache.
It would have. But yeah. It probably would have been educational. However, I was just happy to have finished it.
Do you want to plug the book?
It's called 2666.
Okay.
It's available from Simon & Schuster. Okay. No, it's not. I don't know who published it, but.
Well, we'll have to do some errors and omissions because
of
that.
A lot of reading.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a lot of reading every day, every afternoon. Reading.
Well, I personally don't remember what's happened over the past couple of months because as I think we're all sort of feeling days roll into weeks, roll into months. And I know we had a couple of holidays. We had Hanukkah and Christmas and New Year's. We had an insurrection. We had we had an inauguration. I think I've covered the holidays, but I too have missed getting to. You know, we use a different sort of headspace when we're doing this, when we're watching the show, when we're watching the episodes, and when we're making notes, and when we're chatting about it, and we're thinking about it. And it's I guess frivolous in a sense, but it's also important to not spend all of your time thinking about the gravity of the world. So I think my brain missed getting frustrated about these horrible fucking people. And like,
so you missed the distraction of passions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. I
missed it.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Because we've been, at least for me, especially since the actual November election, seems like every day I'm like, if we can just get past this day,
right,
then we'll be good. But then something else happens. Right. I'm like, well, why do you keep fucking this up for us? All we want is some peace and like mental peace.
Right.
And then it was like December. I'm like, well, as soon as they certify, I'm like, okay, when that happens, then it's done. And then no. Ted Cruz.
This is becoming very political and I gotta say I'm into it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So now we're here.
Now we're here.
Point, and I think your point. And we have news about the format of the show.
Yeah.
So we are going to throw a little wrench in the whole thing and
shake things up.
We're going to shake things up. We, if you'll recall, if you've been following the pod, last you heard from us, Natalie Z fell asleep.
Yep.
Whilst watching the final episode of the season, because
the Gwenless episode,
when it's Gwenless, yeah, it's nap time.
Yeah,
and that was one of our few rules that we had, was that both Travis and I had to be in the episode for us to cover it, and we shat the bed. It took 17 episodes for us to shit the bed, but we did it. We accomplished that, the bed shitting process. So we're not going to do that anymore. And instead, seeing that there are so many episodes to choose from, Travis and I have made a list of not necessarily our favorite episodes, but significant episodes.
Splashy episodes.
Not necessarily. There are some episodes that are going to be significant for reasons that nobody can quite figure out, which we'll, I'm sure, cover in the pod. We've decided not to be a recap show anymore.
Right.
Yeah, we finally committed to that.
Finally decided. Yeah. Even though this is what you guys wanted.
Right. We're going to pick and choose at random, but...
And it's not going to be chronological, because we want to fuck Ben up a little bit more.
This is,
we're going to pick the stuff that we want to talk about.
Yeah.
This is furthering my theory. This is all an elaborate prank.
Well, you caught on to us, so we had to mix it up a little bit.
You got to mix it up.
Yeah.
It was becoming too coherent.
Yep.
Because it was chronological.
You were starting to put the puzzle pieces together, Ben. Yeah, exactly. And it was not sitting well with us.
Cool. All right.
Yeah, so what we did
was... We knew you were getting close.
we did. We knew you were following the breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
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 So, listen, we chose to come back to an episode that might be surprising, because this episode takes place... We don't have episode numbers anymore, because who knows?
Got close.
Travis got close.
Yeah, I got close. We're in the 500s.
Okay, we're in the 500s.
Yeah, like 525, 526.
July of 2001, I believe.
July of 2001.
Actually, it's episode 524, originally broadcast on July 20th, 2001.
So pre-9/11. I know, I'm obsessed. It was a big day. So what's surprising about this episode is that the big thing happens that we don't cover.
Right.
So we're covering the aftermath of the big thing that happens, which I'm sure must be confusing to you a little bit, because you see that big thing in the background.
Yeah, well, I knew about that because
I'm sure you've
one
seen a clip.
Or two of you, the both of you, someone, maybe Val, told me about it.
Okay, so we, and the thing that we're referring to is, takes place during the famous double wedding between Louis, I'm sure there's more that we weren't a part of, but this is the famous one.
Yeah.
Between Louise and Sheridan and Teresa and Ethan. The first time? I suppose, if there are
it's
more
than... It's a sibling double wedding, right?
Gross. Mm-hmm. Yeah, gross. That's right. Yeah, gross. Even grosser. Yeah. I don't know why that's gross, but it... Yeah, because you're kind of marrying your brother.
It's just... Yeah, maybe it's not gross, but it's... as soon as we say
you're
gross, someone's going to, you know,
say,
reach out on Twitter
I had
and say,
a double wedding. Which is fine. No judgment.
I mean, what about twins?
Well, didn't somebody...
What if twins were to get
that's,
married?
Somehow that feels less gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, because they do everything together.
Yeah.
Big brother, little sister. So this is the famous double wedding. And the big event that we're referring to is, of course, when Ivy Crane crashes her car into the ceremony to stop the wedding, because she has just learned...
She has learned.
That, well, she thinks that she has learned who sent the incriminating evidence to the tabloid.
The tabloid.
The tabloid.
The tabloid.
With the unnamed tabloid.
The unnamed tabloid.
We never quite find out, do we?
They didn't need it. There was only one.
No, there was one.
It's simpler time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The 50s.
In harmony.
1950s harmony. So Ivy, I know it's not a recap show, but Ivy has learned who she thinks is the culprit for outing Ethan as
a Bennett,
yeah, as opposed to a Crane. And so we watched the episode post-crash.
Right. That's where we picked up.
Yes, that's where we pick up. So episode
Ivy's
500. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
525.
That was aired in July of 2001.
Mm-hmm.
Shall we start with Timmy and Tabby before we get to the...
Well, I just want to say one quick thing about the way that I watched this, which was on DVD. Mm-hmm. It was a transfer from VHS. Was that your dad's VHS?
No.
That's
mine. This was Natalie's.
So, yeah, I used to record the show.
Yeah. With commercials.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I have some comments about the commercials.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, the commercials were fun.
Yeah. Like, it added an element of thing. Yeah.
So, well, there were scan lines, but I was very confused because you guys gave me a heads up. You're going to be a little confused.
Right.
And you had recorded the tail end of some other soap.
Oh.
I don't know what it was.
Oh, shit. We didn't tell it. It was Days of Our Lives.
Okay.
That comes
right
out before.
But the characters are kind of the same age. And because you told me there were some actors that had been changed out.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was watching this and
Ben.
I was like, holy shit. They could recast the whole show.
Yeah.
So my first thing is, I am very confused. Who are these damn kids?
Yeah. Who are these damn kids? Well, what's funny about that? That's actually a funny thing because one of the things that Passions brought into soaps was that teenage group, you know, Kay and all those people.
Yeah.
And other soaps didn't deal with that. But because it was getting that young viewership,
right,
those shows started doing that. They started hiring young kids to and have their
this
kind
was,
of
yeah.
storylines. And it was like that was the influence Passions had on other soaps.
Well, and the storyline itself could have been, it seemed like it could have been a passion
yes,
song because they were like,
exactly.
Some no, artifact was, or something.
It was the same, yeah, the, a lot of the same blatant writers, a lot of the same. Because wasn't James Riley, he was also a part of Days before he came on to Passion. So it was it was a lot of the same shit. Also, you must remember this. This was during a time when, and I remember specifically as an actor because it didn't work for me. This was a time when Scream came out, the movie Scream, and that sort of set off that and a couple of other things, set off this sort of youth explosion in TV and cinema. And I mean, so much of the stuff that was being cast and the stuff that was being made was for, I mean, they were playing teenagers, but they were getting actors who were in their 20s
sure.
to play teenagers. And it didn't work for me because I just couldn't carry it off. So they were, I guess, smart in that sense that those two soaps were really gunning for, you know, getting those eyeballs.
You know, a lot of the fan letters we get are from
those
children, viewers that are, you know, were between 10 and 14.
Oh, wow.
That were watching the show. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. A couple before 10.
Right.
Yeah. So sorry about that.
No, I figured it out pretty quickly.
Okay.
When it ended, there were credits that were not Passions.
Right.
And then the opening credits. And then so.
Yeah. Right. You got it.
I figured it out.
You did it.
See, I'm onto you guys.
Really? Yeah. You can't get anything past you.
Fail.
Nothing.
Then we can roll into
yes.
Timmy and Tabby, my two faves, as has been established. So we've got a Norman Bates.
No,
Norma.
Norma.
I understand. What I was going to say is we've got a Norman Bates.
No, it's Norma.
Parody. Can you fucking give me a second
what?
To get the
I don't understand.
My God.
End of my sentence out.
Norman Bates, that's not. It's Norma.
Travis. Is he fucking?
I don't know if he's doing it good or not.
I don't know.
Sometimes
if he's
I can't
doing,
tell.
Are you doing
all I know is
about.
That right now he looks a lot like Reagan.
Oh, yeah. he does look like Reagan. Are you doing a bit? He's doing a bit. He's doing a bit.
What? Doing what bit?
Oh, I see. That's it. That's the tell.
I don't know.
Norma Bates.
Okay. Let me.
Proceed.
Is there a reference to something?
Is he? Stop it. I don't know what you're doing to me right now. So, viewers, listeners, look, here's the thing, guys. I know that there are people who listen to this podcast who don't watch Passions and who have never watched Passions. So I'm trying to bridge that
You're giving context.
I'm
it's
giving
a valuable,
context,
valuable
and this
job.
Motherfucker is really just
he's on just it today. Because remember, we were writing down stuff plan. Earlier. He was doing the equivalent of like when you're trying to remember a number, and then he just starts saying numbers.
Yes.
It's like, all right, I got to remember this number so I can get paid. It's 92384. Then Travis is like 1, 2, 12, 16.
Travis got a lot of sleep last night.
What a dick.
He's rested. So, all right, listeners, there is a psycho reference or psycho parody or psycho send up, I guess is what we're going for. But gender reversed, which I thought was, you know, again,
not
in hindsight,
like
pretty progressive.
Like a carbon copy.
Okay. So it's blatant.
It's a rip off.
It's a rip off.
It's blatant trademarkship stealing.
It was
there's a better word for that. What is it called?
Hilarious.
Plagiarism. And the actress, what is her name?
Who plays Marianne?
Marianne.
Yes.
Who has, I suppose, a last name. Maybe she's like Madonna. Just Marianne.
Marianne. I'm going to murder her last name, French. But it's Moulierly.
Okay. Moulierly. It's French. It is. Yeah.
I didn't want to say it.
Yeah. Her name's Marianne. And she's fantastic.
She's been around. Everybody knows her.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a veteran actress.
She was so fun. She loved it. Like, she had so much fun.
She loved it. And again, this is what I know. We're beating a dead horse, but it was one more example of, like, when I watched it originally, I was like, this is hard to watch because I'm so grossed out by the commitment that she's giving it. And now I'm like, why was I grossed out by that? Of course she's, you can't, like, half-ass this role. Mm-mm, you can't just, like, go in there and act like a cool cucumber.
No. She loved it. And it made me jealous because it was like, here's someone who comes to work every day and loves it and has fun every day.
Yeah.
I also love
just nailed it.
The time capsule of it, which often happens with passions where, like, they have phone books and pay phones. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't seem anachronistic, although I think at the time it seemed anachronistic. But this was 22 years ago. People did, I guess, use pay phones and phone books still.
There were a few around.
Wait, I thought there would be more in the commercials. I thought the commercials would be more anachronistic, and they were oddly. I mean, you can talk about this, Ben, because you said you wanted to. But they felt like commercials that you would see now. Still, do I just not watch commercials
anymore? None of us do. I mean, really.
Okay.
We watch more commercials than we ever have.
Reagan
in our life.
Loves commercials
because every time you click on your phone, Instagram.
Right, but we're obviously
you're watching
talking
commercials
about
all the time.
Oh,
proper
sure.
TV commercials.
Although I'm no longer on the IG, as you know.
Yes.
Sad.
Yeah, we all know.
I followed your lead.
I miss your jokes.
My Instagram jokes?
Yeah.
Instagram jokes.
That wasn't Ben.
Though the commercials were
I've been following the wrong thing.
Were very, very fun time capsules, as you say. There was one in particular that I really loved. It was a hot dog commercial. And they had like this awesome aggressive Delta blues slide guitar kind of crossed with a heavy metal vibe.
Oh,
and it was like challenging my masculinity when I'm watching this commercial. Yeah. Like, you eat this dog or you're not a man.
Well, it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That men was who don't a eat hot great dogs are not. Tactic back then.
Right. Yeah. Right. I guess it worked.
Still works.
Yeah.
They do it in car commercials or truck commercials.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah. But that was the one that I was kind of.
That's funny. And I found a cool song in one of them.
And I found out about a show I'd never heard of before.
Oh, what is it?
It was the one with Martin Starr. Oh, geez. What was it called?
Martin Starr.
It was Martin Starr and Adrian Pasdar.
Who just was doing all of the shows back then.
Yeah, yeah. And, I knew I wanted to write it down, then I didn't because I got onto something else. But anyway, I was like, I've never heard of this show.
Yeah.
And it went for two seasons at that time period.
Yeah. Right.
And also, they had an advertisement for Scrubs.
Yes, we saw that.
Yeah. I saw
that. And they were saying, coming this
yes,
fall.
It was coming this
pre-Scrubs.
Fall.
Pre-Scrubs.
Yes, yeah, it was pre-Scrubs. That was, I thought that was a cute little insert.
That was NBC's like next big thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scrubs.
The other thing about the DVD that I got from you is that I feel like I didn't know when one episode ended and the other.
Same. We were a little. Right. Yeah. Because you did text us about that.
I
think that the ending credits were a good tell, but.
I didn't see them.
You were not paying attention.
Not paying attention? Well, okay. That's on me then.
Actually, no, I'm giving you shit, but I don't think there were. I think you just had to. Oh, the tell was that the first scene of the next episode is the exact
same scene. That's
when I saw that because I saw it happen. So I kind of fast forwarded to see if the credits were going to be there, and then I went back to find them, and they weren't there. And then I was like, this must be. Oh right, they're repeating.
Yeah, they're
which
repeating.
Is
yeah, which so that was my fancy editing.
What they did
when I was a 26 year old.
Pause.
Yeah.
Pause.
Yeah, the stop button.
Yeah.
I also loved with the Tabby and Temmie stuff. Oh, they're still doing that meta bullshit, which I hated. But there's a part where it's actually very cute, and despite my disdain for the storyline, I giggled where they're calling for Norma because I guess they've encountered Norma before.
There was a whole thing that happened. So when I was doing my research, there was a whole thing that happened with Norma before.
Yeah.
You mean before the show?
No.
Ben would know about that because he read the book.
Previous
episodes.
Well,
she's not in that book.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
She had come and almost killed Tabitha was in the hospital and Timmy was in the hospital trying to get a heart to become a boy. And yeah, and that's when Norma was trying to kill
nothing
him.
Nothing to
I
see
mean,
here.
I was like, why am I reading this? I can't stop reading it.
Oh, man.
So they had encountered Norma before. So the thing is, they were like,
oh, what if, so fucking yeah. stupid. Like, what if, like, Norma comes away. Back? And they're like, yeah. ah, Norma's not going to come back. And there's this very cute moment where they're going, they're yelling for Norma. They're yeah. like, hey, right. Norma. And she happens to be walking through the door, which, again, I thought it was cute. I don't know if it's because yeah. I'm a kid now and, like, I think dumb things are funny. But I found myself chuckling, and I didn't like it.
You did. I was like, I looked at you like, what?
Oh, yeah, because Travis doing? And I watched it together.
You're like, oh, that's cute.
Yeah, yeah. Who am I?
I'm like, what?
I hate myself.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, it went beyond irony.
I guess just full circle.
Yeah. If you want to teach Reagan about irony, just show her that scene.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would never teach her anything using the show as an example.
Okay. You're missing out Unless on opportunities. It was.
She did ask. She said, so let me get this straight. She didn't say, let me get this straight. I hate
to show her all my different hair
in her mouth. She said, if. Do I have to do a recap if I want to watch Passions? And I said, yes. And she's like, forget it. Maybe next time.
So she said, hard pass.
Hell no.
Hard pass. I'm going to watch Frozen French.
Yeah, like, exactly. Dang. French Frozen.
Yeah, French Frozen.
Does anybody else want to talk about Tabby and Timmy?
I had no idea what he was saying.
I had no idea.
He was a little marbly mouth.
Yeah. A little mashed potato mouth. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, and I wrote down the premonition.
What do you mean?
There's a premonition?
I have no idea.
Is that the scene when she's being stabbed in the shower?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Which I think that's a reference to a movie. What movie? See, I can't do it. Like,
yeah,
I know.
You broke.
I know, I did.
Scream?
Yes, mm-hmm. It is a reference to Scream. I like the Tabitha Timmy stuff simply because I felt like she was fun to watch. She is committed.
No,
you've referenced how cool she was, but she really was committed to that.
She loved it,
and she was,
and the fans loved her.
The fans loved her, and she was lovely on set, just so like sweet and happy to be there.
I was like, we'd pass each other, and I was such a little shit because I was like it's not fair. Not fair. And I was like,
fair that she gets all the.
Yeah, I was just mad. You know what I mean? I was just a snot-nosed white boy. You know what I mean? Like, I was just like, yeah, I don't need to talk to you. You know, because this is.
That's I'm going to stop you right there. That's so not who you are. And I never said
anything.
That's more like my shit.
That was in my head.
Sure.
Like, I was constantly like, hey, we're going to see you.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was like, in the back of my head, I was jealous. That's what it was. I was envious, jealous. I wanted
front burner storyline, baby.
I know, exactly. And it was like, I want that fun stuff to do.
Mm-hmm.
But all I'm sitting there doing is looking at my mom, you know, Ivy, going, oh, we're rehashing this again. I don't know, Poison Teresa didn't do it. Because... She said that she'd never lie to me again. And
you're one step away from it.
You toe hell.
That was that was good. You did a good impersonation of yourself.
Really good, babe. You got it. You nailed
Ivy's
it.
Preamble, by the way, to the big unmasking reveal.
Well, let's move on.
Yeah, let's get on to it. Classic passions. 30 minutes of preamble.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Just like, let's eat up the tape because we have way too long.
Yeah.
I just want to point something out. Sorry. But the way Andrea did it and the way Kim did it, Andrea just kind of be like this kind of rolling kind of way of doing it about, the, you know, because she was like when she was telling Luis the secret.
Yes. Right.
And watching Kim do it, Kim was like, the intensity was always there every take. Yeah. It was just like, oh, jarring. You're like, get to the point.
Is this the episode where she pushes you? Okay, sorry.
Okay, sorry. That's what I wanted to point out.
It's just I was getting a little, my eyes were glazing. I was like, okay, I know you have something to say. Just say it. Right, out with the woman.
Imagine how frustrating it is to do that, though. Yeah.
You start reaching for the FF.
Well, no, because it's, I mean,
you start reaching for your phone. Yeah.
Yeah. Something else to watch.
The Us Weekly back in the day. Like, let me get the Vogue. And
well, if it had been on YouTube, I probably would have fast-forwarded. Ow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just knocked my hand on the table. Sorry.
Well, he's okay, though.
All of this is unusable now.
Yes, I know. I fucked it up.
Are we moving on to the church?
Yes. And New Hank.
Yes.
New Hank.
Right? Hank McFartland.
What's his name?
Ryan.
Ryan McPartlin, but we call him Ryan McPartlin. Wait. To his face.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Because he never heard that ever in
ever.
His life.
And also, he's a famous movie star. It's or a TV star, so it's fine now.
Ryan's great.
Yeah. He had a surfer.
He's also a star football player and everything.
He had it made in shape. Yeah. He still does. He was so excited.
His wife's from Kansas?
His wife's from Kansas. Yeah. He was this guy who came onto the show with this, like, you think Travis is full of positive energy? This kid walks on. He's like, we're all going to be best friends, but would like say those words.
Yeah.
Like, we're all going to be best friends. Let's go out tonight. Let's go. Yeah. Let's go park. I just love, I think Gwen and Hank should get together. Travis, he's the best. I'm like, what? What factory were you made in?
Yeah. He stole my thunder.
He did. He really did. He out Travis.
Well, but I was dumb.
Well, you were drinking a lot anyway. I was drinking. At that point.
Yeah.
This is when also, was this when you guys grew your hair out? Or that's Bermuda, which will, spoiler alert, we're going to get to Bermuda at some point.
The hair is
starting to happen.
I noticed your hair was getting
longer. I think Bermuda's later.
Oh, everyone's hair. James, Galen,
you guys Brian, all decided
Brian,
to.
And yeah, we all grew our hair out.
Yeah. Well, that's like, let's say that.
Because you remember what we were watching in the beginning. Everyone had spiky haircuts.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, the hairstyle had changed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And James and Galen were always like into that stuff. Like they knew what was,
well,
what
was cool. Yeah, they're models. Yeah, they're exactly. Fashion. So we don't, what happened to Dalton?
Dalton was replaced.
Okay.
That's what happened to Dalton.
There you go. So that happened. So there's new Hank.
It's just like when Eric took my role.
I don't know that it was the same thing, but okay, we'll leave it at that. And now we have a new Hank.
And new Hank's very tall.
New Hank's very tall.
Yeah.
And new Hank is really invested in Sheridan and Louise getting married.
Yeah.
Like weirdly invested.
Yep.
Gross.
Yeah. Let's get this done.
With that crazy,
I'll tell you, nobody's
baritone.
Leaving this place without getting married.
Yeah.
Loved it. Yeah. It was like so like, what a weird thing to say.
Does he have a bet?
I know. It was like, and he had the ability to like kind of wink and, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
It wasn't
offensive.
It's a creepy line, but he was like, nah, he's fine.
Yeah.
Because he just smiles at the end. You're like, man.
Yeah, and he's cute.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of gorgeous.
Yes.
Oh.
Natalie.
Oh, he was
that
like.
Dress.
He was really.
Dude.
He was hot and bothered while
we
were watching this.
That dress. I loved going to work and seeing Natalie in that dress. Holy shit. Like, I get tickly.
That dress of all dresses.
I lusted for you.
I know, I lusted for you. Honey.
Like daily. It was very hard.
This is where I just stare into the middle distance.
Yeah. Ben, like, put on your blinders here.
Just put
like,
on your earbuds.
Your little top and your little ass, and your little booty. Oh my God. You're
I love
so
that that's that the dress that gets you.
It was
a very night. It was
a great silhouette.
It was like a Calvin Klein-y type situation.
Kind of a nightgown.
Yeah.
Like a silky thing. My God, and your hair was
It was cut on the bias.
And your neck. Yeah. Can we take a pause here?
Yeah. Ben, can you?
What? I was giving you guys some, I went to my mind palace.
I'm just like, I'm so hot and bothered right
I
now.
I love how hot and bothered you were. I also find it interesting, Travis, that you liked that my hair was up because you notoriously enjoy it when my hair is down. It's
yeah, but what I'm saying is like the way you were done up.
Yeah.
What happened with us is like you put it up all the time, like it was that kind of thing, and I still love your hair. I love hair.
You do love hair. Thank you.
Yeah, like I remember those years when you first were getting
extensions,
longer hair.
Oh,
and I'd be like,
was that code
for
extensions?
Yeah, exactly. We'd be messing around. You'd be like, don't touch the hair. And I seriously, Natalie and I, for how long have we been together?
17, 18 years, something like that.
Wow. Yeah. For a good 3 years of that, I never touched Natalie's hair when we were kissing or making love or anything.
Oh, Travis.
It's
love.
Well, you know, it's a podcast. There's kids listening.
Who's listening? Making
when we
love.
When we were having intercourse. When we were.
Keep going.
When we were bumping uglies.
Okay. That's better.
Yeah. And it just reminded me of, you just reminded me of that.
Yeah.
Do you remember any of that? You'd be like, don't touch the hair.
Yes, of course I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'd
be like,
yeah. And now you don't touch my hair.
Have you ever had short hair?
No. Well.
She almost did.
Short, like boycott, like Dana Sparks, Grace short, or just like a cute little, like Molly Stanton short, which we'll get to in a second.
Just a cute little bob.
I have had a cute little bob, but my hair doesn't do well with that because it's curly. we could. I mean, this is a great.
It turns into what's that cartoon?
It's a mushroom, like Kathy.
Yeah,
it turns into Kathy, which is a beautiful. I mean, I could stay on this all day. I could stay on you complimenting me, my love, all day.
Well, I'm gonna have to move us along.
Okay, but, okay. Sorry. Well, more on that later. Okay, upstairs
on your own private podcast.
Sure. The Travelly show. That's a perfect segue.
Do you have anything? Because I have other stuff to say about Natalie.
Oh,
I mean. If you must, go ahead. I'll just go to my...
I thought you were a really good bitch in this scene.
Thank you.
Yeah, all of a sudden I saw... I was like, oh, yeah. Now I see it. Like, I saw... Because what we had watched before the break, you were really fighting it.
Yeah, we were still only like a month in.
I know. Yeah. And then it was like, to see the turn, I mean, it was abrupt, but I was just like, talk about committing. Like, you were really good. Because it just felt so natural for you. You know what I mean? Like it wasn't pushed.
Yeah. It had been almost a year.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess so.
Oh, so and you're was, finding your feet a little bit.
Yeah. I think I kind of found my feet.
You
I
had
also
found
sort
it.
Of worked out the kinks. Yeah. I don't remember what I was going to say. I keep going. Keep complimenting. Keep complimenting.
No, just that's it. I just got like a big star there.
And, I will agree with that. That I think you had. I mean, oh. You had a. Juicier performance, if that's the right word.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And I just that scene where you start crying, like and you were crying and kind of yelling.
Is there she's on the phone?
Yeah, and I was like, every time I see her doing that, I'm like, oh, I'm in trouble. Like it makes me feel like
your
I'm
body,
in trouble
because like PTSD,
that's
yeah.
what happens when we fight.
Oh, boy. And I thought you were going to say when we make love.
But I just like, I'm like, oh, I don't want to watch this part. Because it's like,
it's
like we
weird.
Don't like each other.
Yeah,
and we get mad at each other.
And
you cry and you... I know,
there's a reason.
You won't have make love to me anymore.
That's me. There's a reason that I had... so listeners, we're sort of scrambling. We have a plan, but we're sort of scrambling for episodes right now. And there's a reason I had this episode because I had a handful of VHS tapes from that time period. And what I did was years ago, I went and had all my VHS tapes converted into DVDs. And most of them.
To make your reel.
Not only to make my reel, but also there's like home movies. There's like just random shit. Yeah, it's mostly career stuff, like movies that I had done or like TV shows that I had done like guest star.
Right, but this is a great scene to put on your reel. Because you're doing stuff like you're playing,
and,
all right,
and
we're
that's
looking
probably
for like
why I had it.
A rich, sophisticated, you know,
bitchy
lady.
I felt like so. There's a reason that we had this to choose from was because I felt that there was something there worth recording. Hmm. Now looking at it now, I'm like because I've done a few more things since then. I'm like, oh well, this is fine, but it's fine, and I realize that's because. At the time, that was some of the biggest morsels I ever got.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. There was other stuff.
There was other
but,
stuff,
yeah.
but not.
Yeah.
This felt like it felt like I, in a world that showcases these four people, Luis, Sheridan, Teresa, and Ethan, I got a little more of a little, you know, a bigger slice of the pie than I usually get, and I think that's probably why I had these on tape.
Well, and you were, if I recall, you were like, you were shot kind of by yourself.
Yeah,
you
know, always.
It was
always. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was either, I was always either by myself or with Rebecca.
Yeah.
Period. Like there was, I never, unless on the rare occasion when Travis and I had scenes together. Mm-hmm. But that was just my.
You did team up with Ivy in this one, but yeah.
And Lindsay and I had scenes together too. Mm-hmm. When we were always fighting.
yeah.
And occasionally Ivy, but. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
That's lovely. Yeah. Can we talk about Molly's hair now?
Well, that's what I was going to say. All the ladies got short hair.
All the girls.
All the guys got long hair.
Yeah. So Molly Stanton got the cutest little lob, I guess, is what we call it now.
I love how you're looking at Ben.
Long bob. Well, because you're out of this. You know what a lob is.
Well, I do now.
Okay. I feel like you're more hair savvy than I'm giving you credit for.
I know butter chunks.
That is that like truffle butter?
No.
Oh.
Butter chunks is like big highlights.
Let me just insert here that
okay. Can I write that down?
Ben's lovely lady Amy has some of the best hair on any lady
she
I've
got good hair.
I've ever known. So that I would
she got Rachel hair.
She does well, but in a good way. Like in a good way.
Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston here, not Rachel Hare.
Sorry,
yeah,
sorry.
Jenny A. Hare.
I couldn't think of her name. What is it? Jennifer?
Now you're pushing it.
Natalie watches Friends to go to sleep.
Who doesn't? I feel like that's everyone does that.
No.
So all I'm doing is looking at Rachel's nipples.
Well, that's all anyone is doing. Let's not get it twisted. They would put the air conditioning on super cold so that all those ladies, because they all have perfect tits.
She's a nipply broad.
Perfect tits. I mean, even Lisa Kudrow, who you don't necessarily associate with perfect tits. Mm-hmm. All of, I mean, just.
Because of what they put her in, though.
Well, that's all bullshit. It's all an illusion. But you have to have a foundation. And they were, you know, in the perfect age for perky titties. And they would keep it really cold. And it just worked out well for all of them. Back to Molly Stanton's hair. So she got this long bob, which was so fucking adorable and so like of the moment. And we all thought it was adorable and wonderful. And why can't we all do that? And the reason is because we don't all have that hair. And that is why when you ask the question, I'm doing a little callback, because when you ask the question about have I ever had short hair, when I see a haircut like that, and I say, that's just so beautiful and effortless, I'm going to do it. And then I get the Kathy mushroom because I've got I got the curls. Amy could do it. I could not. Yeah. But I loved that. I loved your observation, Travis, that all the girls changed their hair, cut their hair off. And all
it was
boys.
Funny. Yeah. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah. And Kay. Oh, that's an old Kay. Yeah. So, but there's a new.
Yeah. There's new teenagers.
Jade Harlow, who plays Simone. Is it? No, that's.
No,
we can never remember
K.
K.
Yeah.
No. Deanna Wright was K. Jade Harlow played a character that we can never remember her name. K's sister, Jessica. Jessica.
Yes.
Right. Jessica is her
name. Okay.
Yeah. So there's a new Jessica. Is there anybody else new?
No. Charity's still the same.
Hank's new.
Miguel. There was a couple. There is it the grandparents?
Let's talk about this. Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
No, relatives.
No, but you know what this was?
Yeah. Crossover.
This was a you're too smart. You're too smart for me.
Because she's a famous.
Telling what? Yes, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Okay, forget it.
No, she's a talk show.
Yeah.
Talk she's show. Like the Oprah.
Yeah, right.
Christina?
Uh-huh.
Christina. Yeah, it was a cross.
It was a cross promotion thing because they were also, not only were they capitalizing on the youth movement, but they were capitalizing on how a lot of people of Hispanic descent were watching. Right. Passions. And
because they like the melodrama of it.
Yeah. Well, they also just were watching it.
Yeah. But also, I remember thinking when the show ended, I had.
Yeah, because telenovela.
Telenovela aspect of it. And I had an entire closet full of scripts. I kept all my scripts. And when my career kind of petered out a little for a bit, I got mad at myself because I was like, man, I could have put all those scripts in a truck and driven to like Mexico City, found a producer, and we could have just like rewritten all that stuff and we could have had like a hit TV show. And I was like, and then I just would have been like, what are you going to do, NBC?
You never.
That was always like a
me.
Fantasy that's, I had.
That's a great
it's
idea.
It's just that easy.
Yeah,
it's
it was just that easy. It was like, it well, start with episode one.
Yeah,
yeah, because it was like you just have to change names.
Yeah.
I mean, it would have.
It really does write itself.
The thing I liked about the church, though.
Yeah.
Yes.
The priest who I'm watching, he's like reacting so hard in the background. He's like nodding, active listening. But there was something off about him. And I didn't realize until later that I think he's blind.
In that episode?
The character is blind.
Father Lonergan is blind.
Okay. Yeah.
Father Lonergan
didn't
is
know
blind.
That.
Yeah.
Bruce French.
Okay.
It was the actor.
Yeah.
He. That job was so hard because guess what you can't do between takes?
Take off your robes?
Look at your script.
Mm. Oh, that's right.
He could not see with those contacts.
Oh, man. Shit.
And so
take
this
off
is what
your
would happen. This happened all the time.
I didn't know where
like,
it's going.
There's like all these people in that church scene. Okay, guys, that's lunch. And everyone would be leaving and there's Bruce standing there because he couldn't.
It happened a lot.
I don't know where to go. It happened all the time.
Jeez.
He would just get left behind. And he was such a sweetheart. He wouldn't be like, hey, you assholes. What the fuck?
Yeah, he would never yell at him. Like, he'd just
was
be
like,
can somebody help?
That's your job to take care of your actors. Oh, man. It was so bad. We were like, fucking who forgot Bruce? he was such a, I mean, it was such a hard job. And he would, because he would have to remember his dialogue and he couldn't look at it. You know, it took him a while to get scenes down because he would have a lot of talking.
Yeah.
And he would just have to remember it. And then, you know, basically just be reading it to him. And sometimes it'd take a lot of takes, but we were always like, Bruce, don't get nervous. We'll be here till the end. Cause it's like,
was he the priest from the funeral?
No. Father Lonergan came in earlier because of the supernatural stuff.
Right.
Like
okay.
He's like, in that, that's
it's the whole Catholic weirdness of it.
There's some other
yeah.
probably movie with a blind priest that has to do with the occult and witches and stuff.
Wait, yeah. So when I texted you, is this priest blind? And you wrote back, exorcism accident. You weren't joking?
No, I made that up. I thought that was a joke. Just, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But it could happen. It could. Passions. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You can't and I was really, like, yeah. I think after I sent that, I was like, that would have been a good storyline.
Yeah.
Father Lonergan talks about
how he
the exorcism
he
that
blind.
Went wrong.
Yeah. This episode took, this whole sequence took weeks. I remember we were in these clothes, those girls wearing those wedding dresses.
Yeah.
Were just fucking done. Even Mackenzie, who was always such a pro and like never complained. She was towards the end. She was like, get me out of this fucking dress.
That wow. was, that was one of those outfits that you'd be like, you can burn this. It's okay.
Yeah. We're never
like the collar of my neck was probably black.
Oh yeah. Ugh. Nasty.
Yeah.
Gross.
Cause and
boys,
it was
gross, right?
They had bleached and, dry cleaned it and pressed it. No, what is that? Starched it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So often, like my neck was raw. Everyone's, yeah, nasty. It was just like, it was like those clothes walked away.
This was wasn't the first time I'm sure that Gwen uttered these words, but it was the first time we have seen Gwen utter these words, which will be a staple from here on out until Natalie Z quits as Gwen. I keep doing third person. I'm messing with it and I don't like it.
Yeah, don't do it.
Okay. I'm going to blow her out of the water. Do you remember how many fucking times I had to say that line? No, because you didn't have to say it.
I'm
of course
gonna
not.
Blow her out of the blow water.
And it was always alone. It was always to myself. Don't worry.
Yeah.
I wasn't slipshod. I think I win. Yeah, I'm going to win this competition.
I'm going to blow you out of the water.
Yeah. Why would you? That's a weird thing to say.
Why that thing every time?
You're not a captain.
You're not at sea.
Not that we know of.
Well.
Maybe it's all a dream. And Gwen wakes up at the end.
Captain,
it turns out she's a captain.
Of a submarine.
That's right. Yeah. I heard it.
Yeah.
I heard
it.
I'm excited that we got
to steer my ship to any harbor you wish.
Keep going. Keep going.
It's Sunday, Travis. It's the Lord's Day.
The Lord of Making Love Day.
Oh, stop.
Okay.
Oh. Okay. So blow her out of the water. We got that, which I'm really, really happy. But we may do a drinking game with that.
What's going on with the acoustics in this church? Did they add that after the fact?
Yes.
Okay.
They did it in the funeral, too, if you
remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a real dingy.
It's distracting as heck.
Is it?
No.
Not to me.
You liked it?
I didn't care about it either way.
I am reverb agnostic.
Yeah. Travis was, I have right here, Travis, that was a really sweet kiss.
To
not to me.
To Ivy.
To Lindsay. Exactly. When you and
to your mother.
Kissed. There was a sweet kiss between you and Lindsay, and it was, you were a face grabber, and that's okay.
That's I didn't know
you don't do that to me.
No, but I am.
Do you?
I don't.
No.
I do every once in a while, but I'm not like, I have a thing about kissing women on camera is what you see a lot.
I like to use my tongue a lot.
Is you don't see a lot of tongue and I'm all tongue.
All right. Casting directors, you hear this?
Oh,
God. Geez. No. Guys like to grab the face of the actress and kiss.
And
if
by
you
guys,
live in the
he
world,
means me.
If you live in the world, you'd never see that.
You're right.
Men don't grab women by the face and kiss them.
Unless you're on The Bachelorette.
No.
And then there's a big controversy.
Unless you're on TV.
Yeah.
Right.
Because it's a controlling thing that you do. Guys don't do that. You don't kiss a woman like that. If you grab him, you grab him by the shoulders or the hips or something, but you never grab a woman by
titties.
The face and kiss
just
her.
Grab a titty.
No.
No?
No.
Travis, you're doing it
okay,
wrong.
You guys are really getting me back on this one. I appreciate this. But I will make my goddamn point.
Sorry.
So I try not to do that. And I did it in that scene.
I thought it was sweet. Exhausting. Look at me. That's how fucked up I am.
I did not do a grab. I did like a touch.
It was a cradle.
Like a cradle.
Yeah.
But still, I was like, oh. But most, you see a lot of guys do it in films and in TV. It's one of those things.
We should also talk about the big thing, which is the poison wedding ring.
Oh, how could we have missed that lead?
Yeah, and then I tried to come up with like a really bad comedic joke. It was like, poison wedding ring, aren't they all?
Okay, well, that fell flat on its face. But that's okay. You're still figuring it out.
You know, try maybe next.
I'm not a joke writer, so.
It's Travis's job.
And you never said you were.
The poison wedding. So let's talk about this for a second, because who was it? Somebody said to me, I think somebody in person said to me, a fan of the show, recently, a fan of Passions, said to me, do you remember when that scene where you tried on Sheridan's poison wedding ring and passed out? And I said, no, I don't remember that. And they reminded me that, in fact, that happened, and that I did a great job passing out. That's kind of one of my things. So what had happened? What had happened was, prior to all of this, this poison wedding ring has been around. I'm not sure how it's not being diluted or getting wiped off or rubbing off on other people. It only works when you put it on that finger,
right?
But yeah, Gwen, you know, is creepy and tries on a wedding ring, which is just the creepiest thing. And passes out. So we know it works. But somebody shows up and saves her.
It doesn't stay on long enough.
I guess so, yeah.
Ooh, kind of like that movie I want to check out.
Lord of the Rings?
No, no. Assassins? Have you heard about this movie?
Oh, right, yeah. We can do that movie review on the next one.
Right.
So that's all I have to say about the poison wedding ring.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So it was
kind of fun.
So it's a plot device that's been around longer than just for this wedding.
Yes, but it
since
but it's
medieval times.
Have you heard of the book, The Lord of the Rings?
Yeah. So it's that ring.
It is.
It's the ring of power.
Oh, even in
ring.
Other worlds it exists.
Wow, yeah. Amazing.
So which takes us to, so aren't Julian and Rebecca?
Well, hold on.
We're missing two plot areas.
Yeah, but we also, another one of my great handlings?
Sure.
Sure.
Fantastic. Completely botch of a line. much like my you go to hell. My I can't believe this is happening.
Oh, I believe this is happening is going to be, I'm using it as my outgoing voicemail.
Right.
Yeah, it was bad.
I was like, I can't believe this. I don't.
Yeah, I was going to say, can you do it?
I can't believe this is happening. I mean, I didn't breathe.
It was
I guess.
Bad enough that I wrote it down.
I laughed out loud. I was like, I can't believe this is happening. I can't do it. I gotta watch it again.
We need to watch it again.
So bad.
Obviously,
I forgot to bring the DVD.
I botched that
Ben,
line.
Ben, you can have it. It's a gift to you.
Oh, thank you.
Wow. Yeah, I was in shock. I was like, wow, I didn't get better.
Well, in your life you did, though.
I can't believe
this, and now you're going happening. Into now it is becoming meta because you're saying it about it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right. I can't believe this is
does this
happening?
Transition us? I know we still have the Grace stuff that we
right.
Are
is that,
itching,
that's the jail, right?
Itching to talk about.
Grace, oh, yeah.
But
is this the one? It's the next one where Kim had her way with me.
Yeah. Well, I tried to almost brought that up and you shushed me.
Well, because I thought it was in the next
it's
one.
It's in the next one. So shut it down.
Okay,
sir.
Okay. Shut down.
Shut down.
On to prison.
On
to the little jail.
This one was the one that killed me.
David.
Yeah. Oh, David Hastings.
Grace.
Is that his name? David Hastings?
Is he? Where is he from?
Okay, so he's the Travis Schultz of Australia.
Okay.
Poor bastard.
Those were your words. So I wrote it down.
I couldn't figure out what his accent was. I was like, is he South African?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Or
I think he is South African.
Yeah.
Right.
Was, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, he
like
actually
that.
Is.
Because it's like,
shit. Yeah.
It's kind of like,
Grace.
Yeah. It's weird.
It's a tough one. It's Grace, don't
it's
don't
really
attempt
hard.
It. It's
give me 2 days. I'm done.
He could probably do it. Yeah.
Every time we got to that, because I couldn't fast forward because it's DVD and my computer DVD player is very slow, I just had to suffer through it.
Yeah, suffer through it.
Mine too. Yeah. I was like, all right.
It was awful.
I also wonder about so this David Hastings thing. So you, I believe, Ben Hayes, you're coming in.
Amnesia.
Yeah, you're coming in like right. I think maybe there's one episode at, like, he gets introduced at the end, and they of course do plenty of exposition explaining, you know, what's going on. But I just always remember kind of being in the dark about this too. Even when I was on the show, I like, who's this fucking guy?
Yeah,
what's the thing?
I was like, is this Tom Hiddleston? Well, it should be, because that'd be more interesting.
Yes, yeah. Sure, we would all be.
Well, there was a lot. There's a lot that happened before this. He had a whole storyline in Bermuda.
Wait, did Bermuda happen before this?
Yes.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Bermuda's great. We're going to get to Bermuda.
Oh, can't wait.
Yeah. So he had been following her. You know, it was a shipwreck, and she disappeared.
Are you sure you're not thinking of the Christopher Douglas's character with Sheridan? Because
I got them mixed up too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. But he had come out of nowhere and was hunting her down. And he's wanted. He's wanted for being weird and drawn to evil.
What?
Yep. That's what Chapinet said.
Then it must be true, because he's knowledge.
Well, he's weird. No, he's weird and he's drawn to evil. Great. You got to get away from this guy. He's weird. And he's drawn to evil.
Wait,
and
I missed that gem?
Yeah.
I'm looking at my notes and I don't
also,
see anything
about that. Also, the other gem, he's like, if we could just kiss, you'd remember?
Yeah.
And I'm like, is that a thing? Like, just let me kiss you and then you'll remember me. That's how you cure amnesia.
That's a good pickup line.
It is.
Yeah, it really is.
No, I promise we know each other.
Trust me. You'll know me from my kiss.
See?
Didn't work. And then it doesn't work, but then they're hooked.
That's how I remember.
Well, then you didn't do it right. You gotta do it again.
Exactly. Oh, gotta do it again. All right, maybe if I cup you.
All right, still not working. Well, I hate to do it, but
amnesia.
Gotta grab you by the titties.
Amnesia. That's it.
Yeah.
Don't attempt it without having amnesia. You have to study it first.
That's very difficult. That's it.
That's not Grace.
That's not
it. Now you're like, you've got a speech impediment.
Yeah, and you sound like you're trying to audition to be Mr. Tumnus.
Oh.
Mr. Narnia, anyone?
Narnia.
No.
Okay, moving on.
We watch grown-up movies.
Oh, right.
So. Travis watches foreign films at 3 a.m., okay? So.
Okay.
So has Ben.
That's true. By the way, Chief Bennett.
Yes.
Why is he not just getting her the heck out of? I mean,
also,
I know they can't.
Yes, also, not at all related to the question you just asked, but how tan is he?
Very.
Wait, which one?
Chef Bennett.
Yeah.
Almost too tan, I'm going to say.
Right.
Which I didn't think it was a thing.
Yeah. He's approaching George Hamilton.
Yeah.
Man, he's on the beat a lot.
God damn, he looks good.
He's out there on the streets.
He is on the beat a lot. Yeah. They also probably have a.
Gorgeous.
He's gorgeous.
The mean
gorgeous
streets man. Of, have you seen? He's even better looking.
I know.
Now.
Fuck him. I know, but it bothers me.
I know that they have to keep him there because of the show, because that's the set and that's the thing. But like, they couldn't come up with a better way.
He's like, I gotta go piss.
Hold on. Let's talk
Grace,
about
Grace, don't kiss him.
Let's talk about this because this actually segues perfectly into what you're talking about. I didn't know that I could be as frustrated with a female character as much as I was about Gwen, but watching these scenes with Grace, my God, I hated it.
But again, she was just reacting to what he was saying.
But she was doing it wrong.
And then Sam was saying stuff to her. So she was just looking at two guys going, okay, what?
She did not have the freedom to do it in the way that.
And also, guys, there was a big buildup to this moment that we completely missed.
Just the weakness that she was forced to do the scene with that would have been infinitely more interesting.
I don't know if she was forced.
Well,
I think
I'm giving
her
the benefit of the doubt.
I know. Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Just because I don't know.
Fair enough.
And I've been directed to do things that I didn't want to do. So
damsel
in distress bullshit is it's taken to another level with this. And it is so unentertaining and uncompelling.
It's killing me that every time we come back to the jail, I'd be like, God.
I know.
Yeah.
But
they wrote it like she's a teenager. She's not a woman. Like, she's not a grown woman that's lived like, I mean, was she supposed to be 30 years old?
Excuse me. Like, she's dressed like the fucking mother of the bride. So they want her to look like she's 50. And she was in her late
30s. And that's the thing. She's reacting like a
child.
And it's like, no, that's not what someone would say. They'd be like, look, man.
If you were in the situation, you wouldn't be like, but I don't.
Sam,
no.
Stop talking.
Yeah, stop talking. Who the fuck are you?
Tell me. Tell me something. I don't, you know.
Well, yeah. If this happened in real life. You know, right, someone right. approached yes. you right. two right. At Trader Joe's right. or whatever and was like, it would be very we were married.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be like,
Travis, you'd be like, shut the fuck up. We're getting out of here.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
it would be a 30-second interaction at
most. Right.
But also,
exactly.
This guy was in my house. Like, he didn't come into Trader Joe's. Snuck into my house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but they drag it out for so long. And it's not, they don't do it, because I think in a good soap scene, they would do it artfully. But this sure. was just yeah. a scene that did not work for me. So.
And also, I think that they were putting all of their energy into the wedding because that was the big thing.
Yeah.
Right.
And,
right.
And,
yeah, that was a big thing.
And, but like, what a wasted opportunity to, like, because this could be incredibly compelling. It totally, I mean, fuck, it's all the like soap tropes, the amnesia and yeah. the triangle and like, it's got fucking everything. It's all laid out for you. And why not throw a strong woman in the mix mm-hmm. who's like, both of you fuckers, shut the fuck up. Let me take control of this situation. What's going on? I think that it could still be drawn out. You no, just have to actually work.
We read that book. We read that book. She's really in control in that scene.
She's not. I understand. I do
the
understand what you're saying.
The fate of those two men depends on
her.
What
I know.
She says.
Then she needs to act like it.
No, but well,
for me, okay, for just yeah. Just as a viewer,
yeah.
And
no,
maybe
no, no, no.
There are people out there who love watching damsels in distress, and they get off on it, and I just am not. It's not my jam.
But she, by the second episode, you see her starting to kind of firm up
a little bit.
Yeah,
but I don't even know if that storyline should have been Travis. Carried into two episodes. But
right.
Oh, I'm sure it's more than two.
Yes, yeah. I would be willing to bet that you're right.
Yeah. yeah, that's
that statement will hold up.
Yeah,
that I'm sticking by all of this.
One thing I did notice.
Yes,
when we're hashing this out in the church scene, we always are saying, but Ethan and Teresa love and trust each other.
Mm.
But the way we every actor is saying love and trust, it's look, we all know Ethan and Teresa love and trust each other. Like, we always stopped talking normally
and
said it so special. And it was really interesting. I never noticed that before.
Do you think it was italicized?
No. But we italicized it.
They probably didn't know how to italicize.
No, listen. Ethan and Teresa love and trust each other. Like, we would say that over and over again. And I was like, I was like, everyone said it. You said it. I said it that way. Lindsay said it that way, Galen, and I was like, were we directed to do that? Or is it just like we were so wrapped up in the thing?
I think,
when you're trying
but were
to
you directed
someone,
to do it?
I don't remember.
Think so.
Because I think when I'm saying to someone, you know, Amy, Ben loves and trusts you. Would I say like, or would I be like, Amy, Ben loves, I don't have to say it ever. But
I have to say it all the time.
I just do it. I don't even say it. I just text it. but yeah, I don't know.
Just
I
just randomly
that.
Text Amy. Amy, Ben loves and trusts
and Brian,
you.
And, yeah. Yeah, in
she appreciates that. Yeah. She always shows me when you do that.
You should appreciate it.
I do.
There
yeah,
you.
Thank you.
What a way to end.
And guys, Julian does not want to kill his sister.
Julian does not want to kill his sister, but I think we're going to get into that.
Yeah, I think it's more pronounced in the next episode.
He really doesn't want to.
Yeah. So are we closing
we're,
in here on the end?
We're wrapping
what
up.
What do you
we're
think the
up?
Theme of this episode was?
Oh.
Benjamin Hayes.
Benjamin Hayes.
The third. I don't know who the first two are, but.
What is the theme?
for me, the theme.
Ben, you go first.
The theme of this episode
is
proof. Proof of.
Life,
love, and trust. Yeah,
proof of love and trust.
Yeah,
no, but say it like this: proof of
love and trust.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah,
fuck you for finding a goddamn theme.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, well,
so it happens when you give me the DVDs.
They're embedded. The mm-hmm. themes are embedded,
and I have the theme for the second ready to go when we talk about
ready
it,
so. To go.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Ben on this one. Secrets.
I can't. I mean, that's what I would have gone with Bennett, Coach, yeah. when he turns to Eve and says, "That's what happens when you tell secrets and lies."
Secrets. Yeah,
and she just found out because he's referencing Eve being the mother
right.
of Chad. Chad being her love child.
Which is not a thing. It's wrong.
Right, but that's what had been discovered. And, you know, He's like, yeah, so maybe your theme's better. But I mean, lies and secrets.
The writer has a better theme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah.
It's funnier too.
It's better. Guys, let's do some housekeeping.
Yes. We love and trust all of you.
We love and trust all of you.
And trust.
First of all, thank you for all the wonderful ratings and reviews.
And the emails.
We appreciate it. We're gonna pick up the listener emails again. But we'd love if you haven't already rated and reviewed, please do. It really does. It does help.
Yes.
Valentine can attest to this. And we have a Twitter account. We have an Instagram account. These boys are going to tell you what it is because that's what they do.
Yeah. Twitter is at Passions4.
And Instagram is PassionsForLifePod.
And email is emailpassions@gmail.com.
And, you know, guys, check out Natalie's going to be on Unicorn.
Oh, yeah. So no more preemptions on the Unicorn. I think we have nine straight episodes without a break.
Great show.
And, you know.
CBS.
Also, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. On CBS. Oh, yeah. Check out Plastic Free Restaurants. That's a little charity that I'm doing to, you know, cut down on all the plastic out there. Check out our website. Donate if you can. If not, that's great. Pass the word. If you know anybody who owns a restaurant that
all they're doing is takeout here.
That's still working. Email us and let's try to get rid of the plastics.
All right. Well, join us next week when we do sort of part two of this post Ivy crash wedding breakup fiasco. And bye.
Bye.
Later.